Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and McKenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
We do Murder Monday to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give tips on any unsolved crime that might be in your area. You can call them 1-800-222-TIPS to give anything you might have. That's 1-800-222-TIPS.
Today, I am talking about the Source Family Cult, which was a spiritual collective group that had about 140 members, most of them all under 30 years old. The man behind this cult was Jim Baker, a.k.a. Father Yod. Jim Baker was born in 1922 and was from a Cincinnati suburb. He was a World War II Marine who shot down 9 Japanese planes while his battleship was under kamikaze attack. He was an expert in jiu-jitsu and was described as a massive man. He was 6'5 and had an undeniable strength that he loved to show off. After he came back home from war, Jim Baker decided to leave his wife and children and head for Hollywood and convince them and himself that he was going to be a star stuntman. After a short stint as a stuntman and a bodybuilder in Hollywood, he decided to turn his obsession with organic, vegetarian, healthy eating into a series of restaurants. These were the first of their kind, and Jim Baker was seen as this hippie guru. He had long, white, wavy hair, a huge beard, and beautiful blue eyes, but he wasn't all chill vibes. Jim Baker had murdered 2 people by this time. One was in 1955 when he got in a dispute with his neighbor right outside of his LA apartment. Using his jiu-jitsu, Jim karate chops his neighbor's neck, killing him.
Oh my gosh, that really works?
Yes, he told the police it was self-defense and was not charged. The second murder happened in 1963 when Jim was hanging out in his apartment with a married woman. The woman's husband barges in the apartment with a gun. Jim then attacks and disarms the husband and shoots him with the gun, killing him. Jim was sentenced to 7 months but never ended up serving any time. Jim was a wealthy man, and a lot of this was due to his fourth restaurant called The Source. It was located on the strip of Sunset Boulevard, which was the place to be at the time, and his restaurant was a place to be on the strip. Again, it was one of the first of its kind in America. It featured organic vegetarian foods. Not a lot of restaurants did at that time. Some of its regulars included John Lennon and Yoko Ono, and the restaurant was featured in Woody Allen's movie, Annie Hall. It was around this time in late 1969 where the Source Family Cult was created, and it was all centered around the restaurant. In 1969, Jim Baker takes out a 19-year-old go-go dancer named Robin after months and months of pursuing her. At the time, Jim was 46. The 19-year-old cancels her plans with her friend Sharon Tate and goes on a date. The next morning, the two read in the newspaper that Sharon Tate and everyone in her home were murdered by the members of the Manson family cult. And that's when Robin cements her commitment to Jim and the cult and marries the 46-year-old. The Source Family Restaurant became a great recruiting tool for the cult. It was a perfect place for young, beautiful, impressionable people to go who flocked to LA from all over the country looking for a purpose and a place of community. Jim Baker started to refer to himself as Father Yod and was really becoming a spiritual guru practicing meditation and yoga, which at the time was out of the norm. The members of the cult were described as beautiful and would wear white robes and all worked at the Source restaurant. At the peak of the restaurant, they were pulling in $300,000 a month, which is equivalent to around $1.9 million a month now.
Just for some spinach.
Exactly. The money made at the restaurant was what helped fund the cult, which was different from other cults at the time. Most cult leaders starve their members of all their money, and that is part of their motivation in starting one, but not with Father Yod. He was seen as driving around LA in a white Rolls Royce, and he loved nice things. He said money was magical green energy that would produce anything for you instantly. His motivation and drive for the cult was his love for attention and control. He loved for his members to be young and beautiful. And when they joined, they had to surrender all of their belongings, their religious beliefs, and basically everything to Father Yod. They didn't believe in Western medicine and ate completely raw and organic. They all had to take on the last name Aquarian and were given a first name by Father Yod and a middle name, The, and they were told to legally change it. So yours would be like Joe the Aquarian.
Okay, I can get down with that.
They all lived in a communal home, which was a mansion they referred to as the Mother House. A lot of times they would walk around naked performing and listening to music. They did not use drugs except during their morning ritual where each member had an 8-second inhale of the sacred herb, aka weed, followed by breathing rituals. This would get the members really high and they would all sit around Father Yod, who they believed to be God, as he would talk and preach to them. Robin eventually gets demoted as his wife and house mother, as she was already phasing out of his age preference because she was already 20 years old. At this time, Father Yod believes that it is his mission on Earth to populate the world. He ends up marrying 13 wives, many of which were underage. He continued to brainwash the family, saying anyone who wasn't in it were called life people, and they were second class to them. And the members of the family were the only ones on the Earth that were enlightened. Whenever members of the cult had family come visit, they referred to their parents as their sons and daughters. And this was used to make their parents and families mad, which made the cult members more estranged from their family, which meant closer and more dedicated to the Source Family cult. With more and more members and children being born, they grew out of the Mother House and eventually moved into a bigger mansion that they called the Father House in Los Feliz, California. It was when they moved that the practices and rituals become darker and more twisted. When we come back, I will describe the dark rituals that turn the Source Family cult from a dream into a nightmare.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and McKenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
Live the Web Girl doing Murder Monday, and I believe there's some photos up on our Instagram, Joe McKenzie.
What's up there? Yes, there is. There's so many pictures. There's pictures of the Source Family cult, the house that they lived in, Father Yod, the cult leader, the restaurant where it all started at. So all of those pictures up on our Instagram at Joe McKenzie.
Cool.
So when we left off, the Source Family cult outgrew their first home that they called the Mother House and moved into a bigger mansion that they would call the Father House. And this was when things became darker. Father Yod decides to implement a new law for all of the women, no matter the age, to be impregnated, if possible, so they could produce a new race of people that would be called the Aquarian children. He also decides that all women have to perform what he calls a kadosh, which is where every female member has to perform a sexual act on each male member of every age, one after another, down a line.
Jeez.
There's even darker things going on at this time where two infants become very sick and it was obvious that they needed medical professional attention. But because they were not allowed to use Western medicine and it was considered evil, the mothers had to sit and watch the infants eventually die. One of the babies was crying so loudly that the mom and the baby had to go live in a tent on the grounds outside while the baby passed away because the crying annoyed Father Yod.
How do you not leave that? I understand you're brainwashed in a cult, but how do you not leave that situation when that happens?
Well, you have to also understand that some of these female members started this cult when they were 14, 15 years old. They were young women. So if this is what they've been taught for almost like, you know, 5 years and they're still only 17 or 18 years old, they might just not know any better. It's crazy, but this stuff happens. It wasn't Okay, so another ritual that was set in place was where the male members had to drink the woman's blood from their once-a-month Mother Nature visits.
That is disgusting.
And it wasn't until 1974 where the cult began to run into problems. A hospital had called the police on the family after one of the members brought their children into the hospital because they were dying from a very treatable staph infection. The police were getting floods of complaints and were looking into the family as a place where young women were running away to. Members of the cult were starting to drop out and leave because of the polygamous relationships and because of the Manson murders that were happening close by. Because of all of this, Father Yeo decides to move the cult and its members to Kauai, Hawaii in hopes of opening the first international health spa, schools, farms, and healing centers, none of which that happened. When they arrive in Hawaii, they receive a ton of pushback from locals. They didn't have the money from the restaurant to rely on anymore, so a lot of them looked for jobs outside of the family, and none of the locals would hire them. The locals were constantly shooting at their property, and the police were constantly tailing them. A lot of the cult people left because of the power and financial struggles. And finally, on August 25th, 1975, Jim Baker, a.k.a. Father Yode, goes hang gliding off the cliff without any lessons and gets in an accident that kills him 9 days later. He probably would have survived if he would have used Western medicine. And that is my Murder Monday about the Source family cult.
Live the Web Grill. Thank you so much.